The Buffalo National River has been designated a Leave No Trace Gold Standard Site. The honor, awarded by the National Leave No Trace organization to only 12 parks nationwide, makes the Buffalo National River the 6th National Park Service site to receive the award and the first in Arkansas. Leave No Trace is a set of principles that teaches people how to recreate responsibly and with minimal negative impacts on the environment. Spokeswoman Casey Brandstetter, Branch Chief of Interpretation at the Buffalo National River Park Service, headquartered in Harrison, says 7 standards must be met.
Increased signage at the park. And we've also done that in collaboration with our concessionaires in the park, too. So we've created Leave No Trace signs that we hand out every year to our different concessions that are working as a partnership with Buffalo National River, and they highlight information along the lines of the 7 standards for Leave No Trace.
Along with signage, a top criteria is encouraging visitors to pack out all waste from the park. Streamside trash dumping has become a chronic problem this season, with more visitors seeking respite from the pandemic along Ozark waterways, including the Buffalo River. Park visitations this year rival previous years, she says, despite a global pandemic.
Yes, absolutely. Trash is a continuous and chronic problem at Buffalo National River, and there are a few ways that we try to mitigate that issue. One of them is also through our concessionaire partners, and that's by requiring that with any boat rental, you also receive a trash bag. So if you're going on the river, if you are renting a boat, you are going to get a red bag, a bright red orange bag for you to put all of your trash in during that time. And you can just take it out with you whenever you put out and return your rented canoe or kayak. That's been a key to make sure that we are spreading the word and information about the importance of packing in and packing out.
Brandstetter says the park has increased signage and staffing at launch points and trailheads to encourage visitors to leave no trace. Receiving the award, she says, was exciting for park staff.
Very excited. It's a lot of hard work. Some of the ways that we have messaged information about Leave No Trace include creating things such as videos, social media videos to go out and inspire the masses to conserve these public land areas. And those have been really fun to put together, but it's time consuming to get that messaging out in a variety of ways. But that was key for our designation as a gold standard site.
Other criteria include incorporating Leave No Trace outdoor skills into park management, programming, outreach, and education efforts, as well as training staff and community partners on Leave No Trace outdoor ethics. The Buffalo National River will host a public celebration of their Leave No Trace Award at a later date. Event details will be announced on the park's website. You can also find the park's COVID-19 directives at nps.gov/buff.